This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle markets for Friday, August 12th. Well, we had a pretty strong day in live cattle yesterday, pushing yet again into a new high for this move. In feeders, fairly quiet, but it's worth noting that we did in fact get strong enough to cover the close from a few days ago, then that spike high, and then the market backed away from that. That was a signal I was looking for to give us a sell signal. So far, market hasn't really fallen apart. We're kind of just hanging in there. It was, again, generally a quiet day in feeders yesterday, but until we take out that swing high from a few days ago, then I would say that the market has established a sell signal in feeder cattle. In the cash trade, we've got rolling on Wednesday night and kind of looks like we wrap things up on Thursday. Strongly higher prices in the Fed trade. Up 5 at 146 on the Fed trade and dressed at 230, which is up 2. On the box beef values, we were mixed. Choice was down 13 cents at 263. Select up 38 at 237. The spread lost 51 cents. We're sitting at 25.64. Movement was 103 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week at 496,000 head, 1,000 less than a week ago, but up 33,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index taking a nice jump up 153. We're sitting at 178.06. So impressive numbers across the cash trade. You know, being up 5 on the Fed trade in 1 week. Usually you see that early in the week on light numbers, but this value has held through the bulk of the trade. Now, maybe this is more of a blow off top. It's hard to say, but you know, the cattle market seems to be well supported. We keep pushing higher on the Fed trade. And of course, with the cash showing such strong momentum, the futures are going to want to keep up with that. In the feeders, of course, there's a lot more attention being paid on corn, and we are seeing crop conditions decline. We have a crop report out today. USDA will give us their estimate as of August 1, but much of the damage to corn was being done after August 1. So I think the corn market has bottomed. There's been a couple gaps that the market has held and has rallied back out of. At the same time, we're back up to the swing highs from late July, and that seems to be offering a fair amount of resistance to the market. So we'll see. Harvest is going to get rolling here in a couple weeks in the South. We'll see a lot more cash moving to market. That could soften up the basis, take your markets down a little bit. But in the broader picture, looking at the drought in Europe, looking how they are considering removing import restrictions on U.S. GMO varieties, pretty much illustrates the problem that they're in. They're going to import a huge amount of corn this year. They're going to take much of it from Brazil, but that's corn that would have gone other places in Brazil. It's just they're going to absorb much more corn from the world market than they normally would have. And that comes on the heels of U.S. production seeing a decline as well. So I think the corn market is forming a long-term base pattern here that will take us higher into the fall. That will wear on the feeder market, but if the live cattle market can stay strong and if cash stays strong, obviously that will help the feeders and just the general very tight supply of feeders. Some headwinds there could be higher interest rates, maybe slow down the demand for feedlot operators to be placing cattle. We know that feedlot capacity has increased over the last few years, so demand for calves to fill those pens will be great unless they just shut the feedlots down. But we haven't seen that yet. What we're seeing is a bit of a panic in the countryside about having enough numbers in the fall. Many of those calves have already gone. They've left the pasture. They got weaned early because of drought. And so the numbers available in October or November when they normally would be coming are going to be down significantly. But those calves are still in the feedlot or they're close by a feedlot ready to go. They might be being put on a special pasture somewhere or whatever, but those are calves that would have gone, and they're heifers too. So we're not retaining heifers yet that we have seen, but obviously in the South and in the Central Plains, they're not going to be retaining heifers. They're not retaining anything. So it's even despite all this liquidation, the market has held together impressively well. But we are back to some significant resistance levels on the feeders. These are the highs that were put in way back last winter in early February. Market is back there. So that's going to be significant resistance for this market. We'll just have to see how things go. You know, you can't deny the upward momentum, but at the same time, I think corn is bottoming. I think the corn market has several strong bullish factors to it. And that's going to be a drag on the feeder cattle market, I think, as we move forward. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.